Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen above great riches, and loving favor is above silver and above gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man seeth the plague and hideth himself, but the foolish go on still and are punished. The reward of humility and the fear of God is riches and glory and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward, but he that regardeth his soul will depart far from them. Teach a child in the trade of his way, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. The rich ruleth the poor, and the borrower is servant to the man that lendeth. He that soweth iniquity shall reap affliction, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a good eye, he shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread unto the poor. Cast out the scorner, and strife shall go out, so contention and reproach shall cease. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, but he overturneth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man saith, a lion is without, I shall be slain in the street. The mouth of strange women is as a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry shall fall therein. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it away from him. He that oppresseth the poor to increase himself, and giveth unto the rich, shall surely come to poverty. Incline thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it shall be pleasant if thou keep them in thy belly, and if they be directed together in thy lips. That thy confidence may be in the Lord, I have showed thee this day, thou therefore take heed. Have I not written unto thee three times in counsels and knowledge, that I might show thee the assurance of the words of truth, to answer the words of truth to them that send to thee. Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in judgment. For the Lord will defend their cause, and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. Make no friendship with an angry man, neither go with a furious man, lest thou learn his ways, and receive destruction to thy soul. Be not thou of them that tough the hand, nor among them that are surety for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why causest thou that he should take thy bed from under thee? Thou shalt not remove the ancient bounds which thy fathers have made. Thou seest that a diligent man in his business standeth before kings, and standeth not before the base sort.